First Lamed Daled. So a person is Tovi Yashar that he should be Mamayat his Pulasecha Tovim Magdal Penecha Pesha'echo Laharbas Chaste Berecho B'yitzvecha Mibetan M'lesen Och V'cho Chucho B'yitzve V'te M'shamash Alman Asikha B'pras V'soyzcha M'tzoyzov. The final result of that type of reality is Ahavas Hashem. Person understands how much he doesn't deserve, how Hakadosh Baruch Hu was made to him. So the result of that is a person has Ahavas Hashem. So he's not Meshamash Amanas the Kabbal Paras. He feels the desire of the Ahavas. He wants to give Hakadosh Baruch Hu back because he wants to give. The Rambam, when he talks about the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem and Yiras Hashem and Yad Chazaka, so he presents the two mitzvahs together in one grouping. He says it's really a cycle. The idea of yira is the awareness of how limited we are vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the av is how much we aware HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with us even though we're so limited vis-a-vis him. So the av generates yira and yira generates av. The more I'm aware of how much he's being made to me and how much I don't deserve it, and that's, I feel this feeling of av. I feel this feeling of how distant I am from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the sense of what he's giving me is way beyond what I deserve. At the same time, I feel that feeling of Ava, so it's a cycle. So the morale says, if you look at the Mishnayos, that he goes through the first X amount, the Mishnayos of the Zugos, and he says that the Mishnayos of the Zugos are Yira, the Nasi is Ava and the Albezin is Yira. And it says that everything is the Mitzava and the first Mishnayos and Ovis, the focus of the points of the Nasi are points of Ava and the focus of the points of the Albezin are points of Yira. The generation after we have the Ashkes HaGadol, they said three the order. Atiganish Yisoch was Kibla Mehem. So Shimon and Sadak was sure as a Knesset Gadol, and he said three things. And then Tiglath Yisrael was killing him, Menno. Tiglath was Makabal for him, and then eventually the next generation was the Zuga starter. So Tiglath Yisrael says, you should not be like a Vodim, a Mesham, which was a Rav Amanastik Abba Paras, but rather you should be like a Vodim, which is a Mesham, which is a Rav Shalom Amanastik Abba Paras, Vihimar Shemaim Aleichem. So he tells you in the kud of Ava, you should be Mishama Shalom and Asa Kabbal Paras, because I just want to give, because I feel the feeling of our Karsa Toiv and Ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yimar Shemaim Aleichem, it's the element of Yira. So he says that in the true relationship, the true balance, it should be perfect balance between Ava and Yira, and the person should be constantly, both elements should be, one should be magged of the other, great, increase the other one. The nature of most of us is we tend to incline more towards one, more towards the other. So this whole piece of the rush really is all about the Nekudah of Ava. And the next one also he talks about the Nekudah of Ava. So Lamed Hey, Yemem Belayla Zikra Mipicha Al Yamush. He says, mention Kadosh Baruch Hu should not leave your mouth. So not enough to just think about it, but a person has to express it. Okay, so b'shoch b'cho tishke b'avosoy. While you're lying down in your bed, you should be exceedingly focused or accustomed to his ava. B'kumecho b'hiluchecho tim so'eno. You should find them as you get up and as you go. When you're awakened, you should enjoy that. And that would allow your path to be yasher. Tell you a cute story. There's one of the wives in the kollel. And tells, this woman was a very big, a lot of Yir Shemayim, this woman, a real Yir Shemayim. So she used to go visit a woman in the nursing home, and not for a woman in the nursing home. She was always concerned about the issues of whether the area is really halachically clean
till Aaron didn't mention Hashem's name, so she never mentioned Hashem's name. This is a woman, her whole being was always thinking about HaKadosh, you know, but she wouldn't, her Yerushalayim wouldn't allow her to mention Hashem's name. One day, the older woman berates her, like, you know, like, I don't know what you're religious Jews, you never talk about God. Like, you know, like, where's God in your life? Like, just punk to this woman, like, she gets the most issues about, you know, where's God? Like, the whole reason why she's not saying it is because she's, where her Yerushalayim. We don't talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu enough. Rabbi Avigdor Miller says it in his inimitable way in one of his tapes. He says, as the name of the Lord is a four-letter word. That's what he says. He says, we don't dare mention it. Like, Chas V'Shalom, you know. The idea of talking about it and being custom, it's a normal conversation. It's something which is... I remember one time I got the Mussar shoes myself. I was on the metro on my way to the Union Station to pick up a train to go to New York. And I remember said what I was doing. You know, doing quads to myself. And there's this African American woman like on the other side of the saying psalms out loud, punctuated by "I love you, God." Like every few lines. Like, and she had no compunctions to say that she loves God. Like, you know, to the whole train. I wouldn't do that. I think I'm strange. Like, what do I care what they think, you know? Why am I letting other people define me? So, Yemalai, Zichu, Mepicha, Al Yom. The person, we have to talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's absorbed all over the Olam HaZeh. The way our nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that the way the Olam HaZeh works is that when we talk about something, we absorb it. Just thinking it alone doesn't do it. The Russian made us. We live in a world of deeper, and you need deeper to make something real. So we need to. Ayomish, don't let go of it. When a person goes to bed, so he should be poshut. Enveloped in the ava to Kadosh Baruch Hu. A person goes to bed. That's a moment where a person, you know, the person looks back over a day, and the person looks back over a day, and the idea of the chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu is overwhelming. Person, his reaction should be this tremendous feeling of Ahava to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Rizal, mentioning the Rizal, spoke about the idea of, you know, Rush mentioned, the Rizal mentioned, talked about the idea of saying Vidu before you go to bed. So you look at the Krishma, the Alamita of the Rizal, it's like this very long, long process of Vidu and being Mekabel. Chiyuv skill upon yourself in Mekabel, Chiyuv Sreifa upon yourself in Mekabel, Chiyuv Herig, you know, it's a whole process. It's a process of the year we have from the Obi Yom Kodesh Baruch Hu. But the Rosh is saying, in our generation, I have to tell you, our generation does not relate to year. Like, we're not that big into, you know, but it's still the fear of the Lord into him, you know. We don't talk about Gehenna. You know, we're not into talking about Gehenna. Kadosh Baruch Hu is nice, Kadosh Baruch Hu is wonderful, you should relate to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should love Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like that's something which not only it works for the Kira world, it works for us. Like it, at least in Americans, Israelis maybe, I don't know, but Americans, you know, they're cream puffs. We're absolute cream puffs. And they talk to me like, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like me, I shut down. He's not happy with me, I shut down. So we have to find a way with the process above of connecting back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, you can do it. You can do it. Now, if it's not tempered with year at all, it's a very dangerous thing. If it's not tempered with year, it gets becomes wild. And that's sometimes you have these, you know, people like, you know, they're like they seem like, well, like they're not settled, not balanced. It was Ava with it was not tempered with year. So when it's not that, what happens is it just the person throws it. So it looks like that woman saying, you know, on the train, you know. But so I really couldn't care less what she does, you know. That every, but you know, when a yid starts doing it in the middle of the street, Something it's not healthy for him. That's because there was Ava, which was not tempered by Yir. But I don't think our problem, right, we're not there yet. You know, first let's get to the Ava problem. Then we'll deal with the problem of the temper with Yir. Team Sa'ena, you should find that Ava as you go. Like it says, as you awaken in the morning, that should be your pleasure. It's a fascinating thing. Revolva points this out. Like, we have a nature that we daydream. And whenever you daydream, like, it's very indicative of what's really important to you and what's on your mind, what you daydream about. So most of us daydream about ourselves. Like, when nothing else is going on, then the mind starts wandering. We think about, you know, how my life, things go in my life, how light things go in my life, what I would like for my life, you know, what I would do if I win the lottery, you know, like, you know. If you look at the Ben Yoda wrote a Sefer called Sefer HaYira, the Ben Yoda, and it says, it's clear, you look at the Sefer and you realize that the Ben Yoda, when his mind wandered, he thought about a Kosh Baruch Hu. Like, when, like, his Stam time, his mind shifted to thinking about Hashem. That was the focus of his day. That was the focus of his life. So it's a very telling thing, but, you know, we want to know where we are, like, where does our mind shift to? He says, as you're going in the streets, you're going to find the Kodesh Baruch Hu there. The nature of a human being is that which is important to us, and we're thinking about, we notice. So a person's a tailor, he walks into the room, he'll immediately notice people's suits, what type of suits they're wearing, what type of material it is, and whether it's good or it's bad, etc. He won't notice their shoes. Because shoes aren't interesting to him. A shoemaker, a cobbler, you know, he'll notice, he'll walk in and notice everybody's shoes. He won't notice their suits. So, you want to find the Kodesh Baruch Hu as you're going. There's plenty of Kodesh Baruch Hu available to notice and to be aware of as you go down the street. But you want to do that, it has to be something that's your business. That's what's on your, that's your focus. From that focus, you see a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, at any vantage point. I told you over the story with the experiment that the Washington Post did. They took a fellow named Joshua Bell. Joshua Bell is one of the great violin virtuosos of our time, and they stuck him in L'Enfant Plaza metro station, dressed in a T-shirt and a Nationals T-shirt and a pair of jeans, right, with his violin, with his $3 million Stradivarius violin, to see how many people would stop. And they videotaped it. And the name of the article was called "Pearls Before Breakfast." And out of the 1,047 people who walked by, 7 people stopped. So remember, my Hargosha reading the story says, and we do the exact same thing every morning. I walk to yeshiva. The symphony of the Bereshis Bria is greater than that most beautiful thing that Joshua Bell could come up with. The sky, the earth, the birds, the stars, the moon, the sun, the clouds, the beauty of this. I don't know. Kiyosev. Right? So make fun of the people who want to love the place. You know, the beautiful piece of, he played a piece of violin music, was considered one of the hardest pieces of violin music to play. For 45 minutes straight, he didn't stop. And nobody stopped. And where does that same way? The Rosh says, you're going to find the Kodesh Baruch Hu as you walk into the street. Because that's what your focus in life is about. You'll notice it.